TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. There are more than 10,000 nuclear weapons in existence today, each one capable of causing immense destruction. Why don't we talk about this threat as much as some other major issues? Nuclear security expert Emma Belcher shares questions you can ask your elected officials to gain a better understanding of nuclear weapons and the measures we need to stay safe.
Sometimes I wish I could have chosen a cheerier field to study. Perhaps tax law would have been more uplifting. We as nuclear experts use a whole lot of convoluted jargon and terminology to talk about these issues. CVID, ICBM, JCPOA. It's really inaccessible for a lot of people. And in reality, it actually sometimes, I think, makes us numb to what we're really talking about here. Adding to this situation is the fact that we have new technologies that potentially bring us new challenges. I mean, could you imagine one day countries like ours and others potentially ceding decisions about a nuclear strike to a robot based on algorithms and what data that they use to inform those algorithms? This is pretty terrifying. So adding to this are terrorism potential, cyber attacks, miscalculation, misunderstanding. The list of nuclear nightmares tends to grow longer by the day. And there are a number of former officials, as well as experts, who worry that right now we're in greater danger than we were in various points in the Cold War. So this is scary. What can we do? Well, thankfully, we don't have to rely on the advice from the 1950s. We can take some control, and the way we do that is by starting to ask some fundamental questions about the status quo and whether we're happy with the way it is. We need to begin asking questions of ourselves and our elected officials, and I'd like to share three with you today. The first one, it's how much nuclear risk are you willing to take or tolerate? Right now, nuclear policy depends on deterrence theory. Developed in the 1950s, the idea is that one country's nuclear weapons prevents another country from using theirs. So you nuke me, I nuke you, and we both lose. So in a way, there's a stalemate. No one uses their weapons and we're all safe. But this theory has real questions. There are experts who challenge this theory and wonder, does it really work this way in practice? It certainly doesn't allow for mistakes or miscalculations. So, next question, who do you think should make nuclear decisions? Right now, in this democracy, in the United States, one person gets to decide whether or not to launch a nuclear strike. They don't have to consult anybody. So that's the president. He or she can decide within a very limited amount of time, under great pressure, potentially, depending on the scenario, maybe based on a miscalculation or a misunderstanding, they can decide the fate of millions of lives, yours, mine, our communities. And they can do this and launch a nuclear strike, potentially setting in motion the annihilation of the human race. Wow. This doesn't have to be our reality, though. And in fact, in a number of other countries that have nuclear weapons, it's not, including countries that are not democracies. We created this system, we can change it. And there's actually movement underway to do so. So this leads me to my third question. What do your elected officials know about nuclear weapons, and what types of decisions are they likely to take on your behalf? And that's where you come in. Public pressure is important. Leaders need a constituent base to act. So create that constituent base by asking them some simple questions. Ask them, what do you know about nuclear weapons? Do you have a nuclear expert on your staff? Or if not, do you know somebody you could refer to if you need to make an important decision? Start to find out what they believe and whether it aligns with your own views and values. We debate all sorts of issues that are critically important to our lives. Why should nuclear weapons be any different? We debate healthcare, education, environment. Surely congressional oversight, civic participation that are such hallmarks of US democracy, surely they apply here. After all, these are cases of life and death that we're talking about. And we won't all agree. But whether or not you believe nuclear weapons keep us safe or that nuclear weapons are a liability, I urge you to put aside partisan ideological issues and listen to each other. Demand that your elected representatives can give you answers to your questions and answers that you can live with and that billions of others can live with too. Because by doing so, we can begin to change the answer to the question, am I safe?
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Washington, D.C. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mid-Atlantic. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.